The Writing Book, a workbook for fiction writers by Kate Grenville. Getting started. It doesn't matter where you start. The only thing that matters is where you finish. As Ezra Pound said, it doesn't matter which leg of your table you make first, as long as it stands up in the end. Once you've got something on the page, you've got something to work on. Anything that prevents you from getting those first words on the page has to be avoided. High expectations and thinking about the finished product, rather than the task at hand, can have a paralyzing effect on those first words. There's a time to think about the story as a whole. There's a time to ask yourself what your story is about or what it means. There's a time to demand the best of yourself, but the time to do those things is not at the beginning. At the beginning, the only thing that matters is to get some words, any words, on the paper. Why is that so hard? Sometimes it's because our minds are blank, but sometimes it's because our minds aren't blank enough. Sometimes our heads are full of voices whispering advice about how to write. They drown out the voice of our own mind, which, at this stage, needs all the encouragement it can get. The whispering voices of advice. The whispering voices might say things like this. Just begin at the beginning. This sounds easy. The problem is that starting at the beginning is just about the hardest place to begin. The beginning of a piece of writing, as we all know, has to be irresistible. It has to grab the reader's attention and then glue them to the page. Great beginnings look easy, but they don't come out of thin air. They come out of the whole story. Until the story is written, it's often hard to write a great beginning for it. First, work out what you want to say. Many writers work this way. They work out their ideas, write down a plan, and then just flesh it all out on the paper. However, many writers can't work this way because they don't quite know what they want to say until they've said it. Both ways of writing work, so if you can't work out what you want to say, don't let that hold you back. Once you've written something, and the exercises at the end of this chapter will take care of that, you'll have a better idea of what you want to say.